Inspirational Excellence from a Great Dad, March 22, 2024. Standing before the distinguished audience at the second annual Master Drive Fleet Safety Awards on the 8th of June 2023, Jonathan MPHAKE couldn't help but feel overwhelmed by the significance of the moment. Having been named the best fleet manager in South Africa at the inaugural awards in 2022, I was honored to be able to address the audience on this momentous occasion, following in the footsteps of industry stalwarts like Gavin Kelly, CEO of the Road Freight Association, RFA. Having been raised in an East Rand township, how could I possibly measure up to such influential figures? How could I offer something of value to the audience? I decided to speak from the heart, drawing from my personal experience and the driving force behind my unwavering passion for fleet and supply chain management. Delving into the why, the core tenet of my fervent dedication to this industry, I shared the profound influence of my father, Edward Ramfo Mparke, on my life and career path. It was this deeply personal motivation, rather than my technical expertise or professional accomplishments, that resonated with the audience. One of my favorite quotes on the why comes from Simon Sinek. If we learn to start with why and share the reasons that we're passionate for our work, we give people an opportunity to connect with us on a deeper, more human level. After my presentation, an audience member perfectly encapsulated my message by sending me this picture, below, from my talk, saying, "The legacy lives on in the shadow of your great dad." As far back as I can remember, my father was a truck driver. He had an increasingly rare ethos of hard work, determination, and providing for his family. He also faced the social stigma of being just a truck driver, and the unbelievable burden faced by so many, being the sole breadwinner providing for a family. No matter how he felt, my father soldiered on, but he was nevertheless more than just his vocation. He was a loving father who yearned to spend more time with my sister and I. Behind the wheel, there is a person. Over the years, fleet management has evolved from a purely technical undertaking, focused primarily on the effective use of resources and reduction of cost and risk, into a science that underpins supply chain management. A big part of this is the human element. We should never forget that there is a human being driving the truck. My father endured many hardships because he wanted the best for his children. He hoped that we would not have to face the same issues. He instilled in us the ethics and values that now drive our existence. It sometimes surprises me to realize how many of my thought partners and beliefs result directly from his input. My father made me understand that people have value. So often in the pursuit of logistical excellence and profitability, we forget the human aspect. While the focus may be on telematics, the latest truck models, or new environmental, social, and governance, ESG, goals, the fact remains that there is a human behind the wheel. That person has dreams and aspirations. They help to drive the economy forward and they deserve to be seen. My father also taught me that when you want people to adhere to safety principles, you have to speak to them, not at them. Much of my fleet management success has come from always engaging directly with drivers. I understand the family pressures, how they miss their children and the other mental and physical pressures they face by being absent from home and on the road for long periods. I know that they persevere for the sake of their loved ones, and speaking to them from this perspective gains their trust and means they are more likely to want to align with the company's vision. Road safety principles. The fleet management industry has a responsibility to prioritize road safety. It is incumbent upon us to do all we can to keep people safe. According to a 2018 study by Kamda et al., South Africa has 12.5 truck crash-related fatalities per 100 million kilometers traveled on its roads, a figure between 4 and 10 times higher than in European countries. As fleet professionals, we should not shy away from this fact, but rather do everything in our power to bring drivers home safely, where their loved ones are waiting. I constantly strive to live up to my father's example. He was a colossal pursuer of excellence and always expected me to do my best. Despite not having a grade 12 education, he had profound wisdom. I am who I am today because of my father. Life-defining memories. One of my fondest memories was spending time with him at his workplace. One such memory was accompanying him delivering meat in the suburbs of Johannesburg. He returned to Kwamai Mai traditional market for a meeting with his fellow truck drivers, where they discussed how to better perform the duties. They also spoke about what, in corporate language, we would call route optimization. My father was a leader without a title. He inspired these other drivers to educate themselves, work ethically, drive well, and maintain their trucks. He had no corporate English, but intrinsically understood the concepts. He had no idea that the passion he was passing on to me would allow me to use software to do what he did without ever touching a computer. I find solace in knowing that my father instilled in me the choice to not see myself as a victim, and to strive for excellence rather than feel entitled to it. Long-lasting lessons from a life well lived. My father sparked my career by striving for excellence. I saw how he dedicated himself to his work and family, and always lent a helping hand to anyone who needed it. This has always been an inspiration and reference point for me. I would like to end with a letter to the truck drivers of today. Let's partner together to get you home safe. Dear truck driver, this is a letter from your child. Please teach me about life and be present at all my life milestones. I would like you to see me get married and be there to see your grandchildren. I need you to see that your hard work has paid off. My life and my success are the fruits of your labor, and I hope you can enjoy them for as long as possible. For that to happen, please stay safe. Adhere to the speed limit. Don't resist the safety cameras, or the automated systems telling you what to do. I don't care what they are called. I just want you home with me, so that one day I can also say that the legacy lives on in the shadow of my great dad. Celebrating a legacy. This article is the second installment in a fabulous new series conceptualized by our regular columnist, Michi Scott Anderson. These articles are themed, The Legacy of Long-Haul Truckers. The first article in the series can be found here.